You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending? Might as well throw this in to start things off since I got some sports news. The Rockies got creamed again last night in San Diego. That's like 8 out of their last 10 that they've not only lost, but got punched in the face. They are gluttons for punishment, Jeremy. They're going to try again in a day game today against the Padres.
All right. Good luck to them.
We'll see. Maybe what they need to do is have a bunch of revenge games. This was interesting to me because, professional athletes these days don't stay on the same team necessarily for very long. They move around. You know, they follow the money. A whole bunch of big Major League Baseball players got moved around this week because of the trade deadline, and there was a study out on what they call revenge games, meaning pro athletes, how do they play against their former teams when they come up against them? Do they play better? Do they play worse? Researchers looked at NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, soccer leagues even, and they say it's absolutely true. When an athlete goes up against a former team, they tend to raise the level of their game.
I would think so, yeah.
It's got to work in all aspects of life,
everything.
Wouldn't you think, for all of us?
Absolutely, yes. Even at normal jobs, you know?
Yeah, if you're working at, I don't know when you would ever play a former employer. I guess you could.
Well, like if you're in the same industry, maybe you go work for a different real estate company or something. Mm-hmm. You're going to try harder to beat the other company.
Get the listing and
yeah.
They also did a study about kids playing sports. They wanted to see if kids who played sports ended up with more grit. I love that word, grit. It pretty much means do they have a lot of resolve and perseverance? And they found, sure enough, if your kids are involved in sports, they will grow up with more perseverance, resolve, good old all-American grit.
Yep, they're bred to compete, essentially.
Unless your kids quit while they're playing, then they tend to rank very low in grittiness. I don't know. I was looking at a story about a couple of TV shows. For one thing, NBC announced that its long-time running daytime drama, Days of Our Lives, isn't that the one that said, like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I think that's the one. Yep.
It is going to be, after all these years, leaving NBC and going just over to their Peacock network so that they can put in its place a news show during the day.
Ooh. We don't have enough of those.
I was just going to say, jeez, is that what this world needs?
More news.
And then here's an interesting story about Grey's Anatomy. What's Grey's Anatomy without Dr. Grey? We're going to find out. That TV show is about to enter. This is mind-blowing. It's 19th season.
Too many.
It's the one that Jeremy says Nicole is watching on the treadmill these days.
She started with episode one a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and the nearly 400 episodes, but Ellen Pompeo, who plays Dr. Meredith Grey, in this new season, she's only going to be in 8 episodes.
Hmm.
They're continuing to phase her out of the show, and she's going to move on to some other show on Hulu or something like that.
Surprise, she's ready for something new.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
And then lastly, I thought this was interesting. Have you ever been driven past the Mork and Mindy house in Boulder? It's up there on Pine Street in Boulder. That's where they shot the exterior shots for the TV show Mork and Mindy. So the people over at Zillow wanted to know what all of these real-life houses would run you today. And if you want the Mork and Mindy house, you're going to have to shell out $2.7 million. Do you want the full house? Jeremy, that sounds like something you would want.
Yeah, San Francisco.
$5.4 million. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air mansion, $10.6 million. But then you go down to the other end of the spectrum. The house Roseanne and company lived in, that can be yours for $210,000.
Oh, nice. Give me that one.
The Everybody Loves Raymond house, $700,000. Got to remember, these were just the exterior shots. The inside shots for these shows were always done on like sound stages out in Hollywood.
Yeah,
but if you want to live in a famous house, you can.
get it.
Probably be bothered by people constantly coming by and ringing the bell or standing
like
out in your yard taking
house
pictures.
In Breaking Bad in New Mexico, where there's a scene in that TV show where somebody throws a pizza up on the roof.
Yeah.
And they were having problems with people showing up, getting pictures in front of that house, and then running up and throwing pizzas on the roof. And they finally had to put like a gate out front so people could stop, would stop doing that. Yeah, that's what you'd have to deal with.
What else is trending?
Well, I'll start with Fat America here on my part. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. That's fantastic for everybody, right?
Happy about that.
Yeah, as long as it's the crunchy chocolate chip cookie, not the chewy.
Oh, no, no, no.
Barftown, USA.
Soft and chewy.
And, oh, no, is this starting already? Pumpkin spice season? Oreos is kicking it off. Pumpkin spice Oreos are returning for the first time in 5 years. Hitting store shelves August 15th. Each Oreo has two golden Oreo cookies with pumpkin spice cream sandwiched in between them. There are some rumors, where's the date on here, that the fall menu for Starbucks, including the original PSL, is going to be back August 30th, and Dunkin' is August 17th, so they're trying to get a jump on Starbucks, it sounds like. But here we go. It's that time of year, pretty much. Football's starting, and all the pumpkin spice crap is coming out, so get ready for that. Here's some hell on earth. Some woman on TikTok claims that she and a bunch of other Disney World guests got stuck on the It's a Small World ride for over an hour and had to listen to that song on a loop. She posted a video of one of the boats partially sinking, and she made it sound like it was because there was a lot of hardy people on the boat, let's just say. The song just kept going and going and going.
They didn't shut the song off, at least?
From what I understand, I was reading about this goofy ride before we went to Disneyland.
Torture.
That even stays on during the night when the park is closed. It just runs 24/7 on a loop, and it just goes and goes and goes. Because they're talking about like people that had to go in there like at 1 a.m. and work on the ride, and it's just still going and going and going. We rode it like 3 or 4 times when we were out there, and I wanted to throw myself off the boat. It was, the kids loved it, and it was really cool in there because it was really air conditioned, so we kept riding it. But man, after that second time, I'm like, get me out of here.
That's why you want to ride the Pirates of the Caribbean, is because it's air conditioned.
Somebody commented, because I posted this link on our Facebook about this story. I actually posted a picture of me out in front of It's a Small World and my reaction to that place. But somebody on there, Gina, says, this happened to me on the Pirates ride years ago. It's a Pirate's Life for me wouldn't leave our heads for a while. So they got stuck on there for like 45 minutes and it played over.
Yo-ho,
no! Hey, Bigfoot's trending this morning. A woman in rural Ohio thinks she captured the howls or a possible mating call of Bigfoot. I guess she uses a recorder on her property that constantly just sits there and records because she said she's seen Bigfoot wander around for years. She says he crossed a road behind her house back in 2013, so she's been searching for him ever since. I do have the audio. If you want to listen to it, here's what Bigfoot supposedly sounds like. It's got a creepiness factor to
it. Not how I imagine Bigfoot sounds.
What do you think he would sound like?
More of a gruff.
Like what?
That sounded almost like a siren.
Well, people are saying that it sounds like a male coyote calling out to its pack. A lot of wildlife experts are chiming in. Can I give me your impression again? That sounds like you on your wedding night.
I was ready for that. I had the ding.
I know. I was like, it's easy. It's easy, you know.
It's a layup.
So easy. Anything else I want to tell you? Are you going to do the, you might want to use the hemorrhoid cream story as your goodbye story. Are you going to do that?
I certainly could.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you about that one then because that's a great goodbye story, but I will give you this one really quick. This website, lifehacker.com, has a list of once normal baby names that pop culture has basically ruined.
Right.
And as you would expect, Karen is number one, you know, because everyone knows how it's a, you know, entitled woman is a Karen.
I laughed that I saw that Mario was on the list. Mario, and I'd never thought
yes.
about that.
Yes. Well, we had an engineer that used to work here that was named Mario. Mm-hmm. And every morning we'd be like, hey, it's me, Mario.
He would walk in and we'd go, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Waldo's on the list. Siri, Alexa, Katrina, because of the hurricane. Guy is on there. Oh, I guess because of Flavor Town guy. Guy Fieri. So anyway, that's kind of funny. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A woman has grown out her fingernails for 25 years, Dom. She's broken a couple world records for the longest nails. Let's see. The combined nail length of 42 feet, 10 inches. Her right thumb is the longest. It's 4 feet, almost 7 inches. She Dang. Last used a nail clipper back in 97. Her hands require about 15 to 20 bottles of nail polish to paint them. That's all great. It's a crazy world record, but don't we just all have the same question?
Yes. Same question.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking with these
Everybody
really long nails?
Is. When you go into that hands? One little room in your house, yeah.
We all have the same question. Check out this lady's nails on her Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.